So we can get this enjoyable process started now. By you arranging yourself in a comfortable position. My assumption is that you listen to this as you are lying in bed. And whether you are at home or you are travelling, whether it's your bed or some other bed, it doesn't really matter. Certainly it's always nice to sleep in your own bed. The comfort, the familiarity of your bed. But it's much, much less about where you're going to sleep. And it's much, much more about how you're going to focus yourself. How you relax yourself. How you clear your mind gradually. So taking all the exquisite details of where you are right now. Because in a very short while, the outside world will be very distant. And when you notice that your eyes have closed and when you notice that your body is starting to relax, it's so reassuring just how quickly and efficiently your body responds to the cues that are so automatic and so reflective. It's not as if you have to think about your breathing slowing down. It's just a well-practiced unconscious response that naturally occurs effortlessly. And somehow your body knows it's time to sleep. Maybe just from the sheer fatigue of having had a busy day. A day spent doing many different things. Maybe it's just from how good it feels to be lying in bed. But whatever the catalyst is for your growing comfort, the soothing of your muscles, of your body, there's something pleasurable about being wonderfully tired. And it might sound a little strange at first, but the feeling of being wonderfully tired, the idea of being wonderfully tired. But when you are laying in bed and it is time to go to sleep, and you have ahead of you many hours for the fatigue to work out of your body, allowing you to be rested, replenished, rejuvenated, then being so tired is truly wonderful. Being tired is an invitation for you to sleep and to recognise it. It helps to know that you want to sleep and that you know you need to sleep for all kinds of reasons. You're at a point in your life when you are really paying attention to your own well-being, developing personal skills that help you grow, paying attention to your goals and plans, and you're making a wonderful effort, and there is a wonderful tiredness that comes from working hard on such worthwhile goals. Thinking and striving to change things and improve things in your life. You are continually growing and outgrowing what is no longer useful. And in that respect, every night you have a chance to move well beyond whatever happened today. That the wonderful sense of the anticipation of all that can surface in your day tomorrow. And isn't it interesting how easily it becomes to move past today and to be someplace or comfortable that's gone past today and comes before tomorrow. And there are certain times in life when being in just this moment can be such a powerful awareness. To be in this moment, only this moment, means your thoughts, your very being, are right here and right now, totally focused on the immediacy and the inevitability of sleep, right now, in this moment. These few moments before you drift off to a sleep, a deep and satisfying sleep. There are the moments when there is nothing beyond simple sensations very simple soothing sensations that you can notice in just this moment, such as the feel of your pillow, the texture of the sheets you are laying on, the comfort of the mattress supporting your body, cushioning you, the immediate sounds that are just the sounds of sleep, being just moments away. It may just be the routine night sounds of the environment. It may be the sounds of your own movements. Each time you move to make an adjustment, to make yourself even more comfortable, that much more deeply comfortable. That is such an interesting thing when you discover the gentle thoughts in your mind, the soft images in your mind dwindling down, way down, to nearly nothing. What a wonderfully soothing experience to have. Your mind gently massaged to sleep, deep sleep, by the simple flow of random and meaningless bits and pieces of enjoyable fragments of images that float randomly through your awareness. It really doesn't make much sense on a logical level to talk about mental bits and pieces floating around aimlessly, but it's one of the most relaxing things to think about. Thinking about nothing at all. And to have your mind bathed in comfort, to have your body so calm and relaxed, it's really quite extraordinary how easy it makes it for you to drift off to sleep at any moment, and to be able to sleep so well all through the night. So that even if you wake up briefly, how nice to experience again, so easily, so quickly, the comfort of that deep sense of sleep being only a few moments away. Only moments away. When you realise that all the conditions are right, or at least right enough, to sleep well, how comforting that external environment doesn't have to be perfect for you to sleep well. How very comforting that your internal environment, the world inside of you, is where the sense of peace can be found, and where the experience of tranquility can be appreciated. And while you sleep, the world can go about its business. It's just so soothing to know that this is your time. Your time to rest your mind and rest your body. A time when you focus is so total in just allowing the kind of deep sleep and peaceful sleep that rejuvenates you, that gives you the energy to drive, to do important things for yourself, for living well. And all through the night, your mind, your body, uses the power of sleep to restore. And how wonderful it is to be able to look forward to awakening, many hours from now, with a very strong sense of having slept well. And so even now, you can be very aware of being in that in-between place, not awake and not drifting, and drifting off into that wonderful sleep. I would prefer that you discover how much easier it is to simply allow events to occur in their own time and in their own way. And as you allow that feeling to continue in a shoulder or a leg, a hand, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, the sounds that surround you, the ticking of the clock perhaps, or the distant murmur of traffic, but easy to ignore. They simply remind you that the world is safely still turning. Nothing requires your attention right now. And that is how you can be free, to free your mind, to be just present in this moment, just before sleep. Your unconscious may choose to relax just one of your fingers before it continues to relax one of your thumbs. Or perhaps it will discover that your wrist will be a handier place to begin relaxing. But that conscious of your mind can enjoy being curious about exactly where those feelings will begin. Consider a stone being skipped across the clear, calm surface of a pond. The stone skips once, twice, three times and more. Each time the intervals get shorter as it loses momentum, slowing down more and more. As it strikes, the surface of peace and tranquility is disturbed. The water flows in ripples that spread in perfect rings. But then the stone can skip no more. All momentum is dissipated, its power lost. And so it slips quietly down beneath the surface, gently floating down, past the creatures that live there, drifting down, gently, quietly, past the water plants, and nothing is disturbed as it finally comes to rest there. Still now on the bottom of the tranquil pool. And on the surface, even the ripples become quieter as they spread in ever-increasing circles to disappear entirely as the surface becomes calm again. And you can take the opportunity to quietly reflect on those problems if you recognise now that ability is yours to relax, to let go of tension, aware now of your ability to see things in a different way, and to accept those things that seemed to be one thing and then turn out to be something entirely different. So whether your mind is now somewhere, nowhere, a place within a place, and by little, you may be aware that you aren't particularly thinking about anything. A still quiet sense of just being there, warm, safe, a comfortableness that requires no effort. A time where time is irrelevant, a heavy feeling gently growing in parts of your body. A pleasant sensation where you sink further and further into the bed. Heavy parts that would require great strength to move. But it's wonderful that you don't have to. You can enjoy the drifting feeling. It's interesting as you begin to drift. Not asleep, but not awake either. An in-between place. Not a place to surrender to sleep, but a place of letting your mind drift, drifting, sinking, softly sinking, a peaceful place, so sleep feels close and no words to focus on anymore, a gentle allowance of mind and body, an extraordinary sense of natural tiredness sweeping over you, drifting and dreaming, and sleepiness. Drifting into sleep now. Wonderful sleep. And drifting. And you can drift deeply now into a wonderful sleep.